On Saturday evening, around 6:30, Mosquito Lake resident Josh Dallas was driving home. Dallas says he was driving relatively slow because of the slushy and icy road conditions. 15 miles from town, he says he saw rocks falling down the cliff. Rocks had piled high on one lane. Dallas says he hit the brakes, but couldn't stop in time. He says a tumbling rock pushed his car into the far lane, where he collided with other rocks, destroying his vehicle. Dallas's neighbor arrived on scene shortly after, and they both returned to town to alert the police department. By Sunday morning, crews for the Alaska Department of Transportation had cleared the road. DOT engineer Travis Eckhoff was on site.
So right now I'm just keeping an eye on the slope as we get some more precipitation coming through, just to see if there's any small pebbles or smaller rock that'll trickle down the slope. It just gives you an indication of, you know, if there's any movement on the slope itself.
The falling rocks came from just above where construction crews recently carved into the mountain to widen the highway. Eckhoff says the carved area, called an engineered cut, held in place. The rocks there are stabilized by metal pins that reinforce the cliff face. He says it is the material above that cut that tumbled onto the road. He estimated around 3,000 cubic yards came crashing down.
So I think what we're seeing a lot across southeast Alaska right now is just high precipitation and a lot of freeze-thaw events. So those are kind of what can trigger rockfall events like similar to this.
The rocks have kept on falling. On Tuesday morning, DOT foreman Matt Boron says crews had returned four times to the site to clear rubble.
Yeah, just kind of trying to keep up with it at the moment, hoping to get a contractor in with bigger equipment here in the next day or two to help us clean it up better. But at the moment, we're just kind of triaging.
Boron says the rockfalls are unpredictable, but not unusual.
This has always been an unstable area. The freeze-thaw is just exacerbating what's always been a problem area for many, many years. It is what it is. It's Mother Nature at work, and it's a hard thing to predict.
A representative for the Haines Police Department said they will put out a Nixel alert if a rockfall is reported directly to the department. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.